Senate Bill 148, an act to revise and extend certain provisions relating to the licensure of drivers who have been experienced epileptic, narcoleptic, and other convulsion seizures or blackouts.
Senate Bill 148 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the body. Before I present Senate Bill 148, I do have a motion at the desk.
Senator Bros moves that Senate Bill 148 be amended as follows. On page 2, line 6 of the printed bill, delete, quote, vehicle, unquote, and insert, quote, vehicle.
Is there a second? Does any member wish that amendment reread? Discussion on the motion to amend.
Madam President, I would discuss both if it's possible.
That's granted.
Right. Do we need to pass that amendment before I discuss? Do we need to pass the amendment before I discuss?
No, they can be discussed together, but we will vote on the amendment first.
Thank you, Madam President. It's been a long afternoon. We've accomplished a great deal. Since September 11th, there has been, of course, a lot of publicity, and we are aware that many things have been done to protect our citizens even more so than we have before. One of the duties that we have in government is to protect our citizens. Today now, the last bill that we will be considering, we have the opportunity to further protect our South Dakota citizens on our roads. We license our drivers to make sure that they are capable to drive. We ask for a birth certificate. We have examinations by the Department of Commerce. We test them. We test the eyesight, their ability to read and understand highway signs, and also their knowledge of traffic laws. They need to demonstrate their ability to drive. We do these things because we want to protect the other people that are out on the roads or near to the roads. Senate Bill 148 is concerned with Chapter 32-12-5.1. It already allows a denial of license or permit to a person subject to convulsions, seizures, or blackouts. The temporary permits are based on applicant's statement only. I am asking you to amend and add to this bill because on Saturday, September 1st, year 2001, there was a very serious accident in Watertown. It involved Larry and Verna Mae Glow. They had been invited out to dinner at one of their favorite places to eat in Watertown, which is right next to the four-lane highway, Highway 212. As they left that establishment, there was a van with children in the van that crossed two lanes of traffic, went into the parking lot, knocked down a couple of signs, and then while Larry and Verna Mae were on the sidewalk, the van killed them. The van was going approximately 35 miles per hour. Charges were not filed in this case because the driver had a serious disorder of narcolepsy. I will read to you just a portion of the letter that I received from the family. The letter says in part, an individual diagnosed with narcolepsy could not be criminally charged for hitting and killing our parents. We were undoubtedly and sadly surprised by the fact that he could so easily hop in a car and get on our public roads and highways within a few days after this accident. We were told that his license was suspended about a month and a half after the accident, but 3 weeks after that he was once again issued a driver's license and is currently able to operate a motor vehicle today. Now, there are some privacy laws and privacy hearings right now that are taking place. However, we need to keep in mind that we need to do what we can do today in order to protect our citizens. Directly behind me in the gallery is the daughter of the two individuals that were killed that day. Karen from Milbank found it fit to stay here since she and her brother had testified yesterday in committee. They do plan on coming back as we pass this bill, come back and testify again over on the House side. They feel that this is an important enough bill that we can tighten up our driver's laws so that no one else has to experience what this family has experienced in the past few months. I am asking for you, by the amendment and the addition, on page 1, on line 6, I'm asking you to change from may to shall. Also, I'm asking you on line 9 to include epileptic and narcoleptic. On line 14, on page 1, we are going to be adding that not only will someone come in and give a statement to our licensing people.
Senator Bose, if I could interrupt, I believe you're referring to a second amendment. Is that correct? And that's not been read?
No.
No, we're still just...
I think, Madam President, that the second amendment that was passed out may be an unfriendly amendment that'll be offered later.
Sorry, please continue.
Okay, thank you. On line 14, what we're doing is rather than an applicant just bringing in a statement and saying that I am under medication and that I am now under a doctor, that it's okay for me to drive. We are asking that we would require that we verify the applicant's condition with a doctor and verify every 6 months. On page 2, section 2, we say, we shall revoke for 12 months if an accident as a result of the narcolepsy or the various things we mentioned results in death, serious bodily injury, or substantial property damage. Narcolepsy, let me just bring you kind of around to find out what it is, because it is not a common disorder that we know that people have. 1 out of every 1,000 people in South Dakota have this. That means that just under 800 people can suffer from this disorder. The disorder, very simply said, in its extreme stages, you can just go to sleep at a very inappropriate time. You could go to sleep while you're eating. Someone in this body with narcolepsy could drop off to sleep right now. So therefore, it is a matter very, very serious if you are behind the wheel of a car, driving a torpedo down the road. There is also paralysis, hallucinations, and a loss of strength in the muscles. There is no known cure. However, they can be helped. They can be treated with medication and lifestyle adjustments. It is a very disabling disorder, and very importantly, people with this are prone to accidents. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder. There are 2.5 million cases in the United States. There are two types. One type can take and affect the entire brain, while the partial will affect only a part of the brain and can result in unconsciousness, dazed state, and jerking movements. There is no known cure for this. However, 85% can be controlled with appropriate medication, surgery, or a special diet. We researched in various states as to where they have actually addressed this problem. And with Senate Bill 148 is the result. We hope then that we can address a problem that is out here that I don't think that we want to relive again what happened in Watertown in September of 2001. We control licenses today by testing, by your age, on your DWIs, drug use, mental capability, physical ability, financial responsibility, and we even can refuse a license to an individual who is in arrears in child support. And yet, we have a doubt as to whether we want to include some very serious disorders. Do we need to provide our driver's licensing division the means to deal with conditions that are a danger to all of us? Yes. We can aid them by strengthening the law. I would appreciate your support today for Senate Bill 148 and use as the reason that you will vote yes for this bill to protect our citizens.
Further remarks? Senator Boak.
Thank you, Madam President. I do have, debating which order to put these comments in, but I do have a motion at the desk.
Yeah, absolutely, Senator. Are you speaking to the Bros?
I apologize if we haven't voted on Senator.
Correct. Are you? You're not speaking to the Bros amendment. The question before the Senate is the Senator Bros amendment to amend Senate Bill 148. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 148 as amended. Senator Bros.
Crutch and foot too early, I guess. I do have a motion at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Boak moves that Senate Bill 148 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 6 of the printed bill, delete shall, and insert may. On page 2, line 5, delete shall, and insert may.
Does any member wish the motion, the amendment, reread? Is there a second? Discussion on the Boak motion to amend Senate Bill 148.
Madam President.
Senator Boak.
May I have permission to speak to both the pending amendment and the bill itself?
As granted.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I don't think that any one of us here have anything but the most heartfelt sympathies and well wishes for the family that lost their beloved during the horrible accident that occurred in Watertown. And it's a normal human reaction when things of that nature happen to wish to immediately respond to make things better. And I think that this bill is a wonderful example of that. However, sometimes in our zeal that we can, in our efforts to make sure that we correct an oversight in existing law, that sometimes we can swing the pendulum unintentionally too far the other direction. I have no problem with the direction and the gist of what Senator Bros in this bill is trying to do. However, I do feel that possibly that pendulum is being asked to swing a little too far the other direction. My amendment will change the shall to may, and that only will do one thing. It will leave within the department the discretion to decide whether or not in each individual case that this requirement for a denial of the issuance of a license is an absolute mandatory. With this bill, it will not be discretionary whatsoever. I do believe that the department has within it the expertise to make a case-by-case decision process on these things, and I do not fault the rest of the bill where it goes on to further clarify by the addition of the words epileptic, narcoleptic, or other in reference to the already existing language of convulsion, seizures, or blackouts. But I do believe it's possible, and I will ask if I misstate this for anyone with the medical expertise to correct me, to say that there are possibilities that some person may faint or experience a blackout as a result of a non-epileptic or narcoleptic or other types of long-term illness disease. They may have an illness that results in a temporary single-issue blackout, whether it's an adverse reaction to medication, lack of having lunch that day, as some people have a real blood sugar issue that may experience something along that nature, But that, if reported to the department, would require that the department deny the issuance of a permit until there is a 12-month period where there is no such repeat example. Now, granted, these are possibly extreme examples going the other direction, but I use those to point out that we are trying to fix, granted, possible oversight in existing law. But maybe, and I ask your caution when you look at this amendment, that maybe we are going a little too far the other direction by making it mandatory that they cannot be issued. I would ask your support of the motion and then go on, if amended, to support the bill as amended.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Senator Bros.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the body. Yes, I would like to address that amendment that is being offered on the may and shall. First of all, let me just say that I'm looking for some papers, even where I have notes once in a while. Yesterday, as you remember, we discussed Senate Bill 63. Senate Bill 63, I presented it as saying we have two options. We have diversion and we have mandatory sentencing. And it was the feeling then of our departments here in the state that we don't need this flexibility that I said that could happen when 175 policies are out there instead of the two. Today, I guess our thinking is different. We're saying, rather than a direction that we are giving to the licensing department, that direction being, you shall. We are not putting it into their on their heads that they got to be the ones to decide, do we revoke the license or don't we? This is a direction that you will. I look at it this way. We can't be going too far if we're talking about possibly saving human lives. If that's going too far, then I'm guilty. I want to go too far. I feel very strongly. Our department today, and I have been told that many of the things that I am asking them to do, such as the doctors saying that, yes, they're verified, they're already doing that. But where in the statute today is it, do we say that they need to do it? And people, next year, we're going to be faced with a different administration. What's going to happen then? That could entirely change unless we specifically say in statute, you will do this or you will do that. And so therefore, I really would like for you to oppose the Bogue Amendment and stay with the original bill, Senate Bill 148.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Here, Senator Everest.
Thank you. I really wasn't about to speak on this bill until I realized that there does allow to need to be some discretion, I think, given in this bill. And then I could go on and wholeheartedly support it. Recently, and I don't mean to bring this up in light of an example that could be bring any kind of laughter to this body, because it was a serious incident. But our very own president choked recently and had a fainting spell. And I think that's the perfect kind of example where discretion might be needed. I know I've had friends who've actually run into an intersection and had a minor accident because my friend was pregnant and suffered from a disease that would only be applicable due to her high blood pressure at the time of her pregnancy, and then went on to be warned in future pregnancies to be extremely wary. I think that a small amount of discretion in this bill doesn't take away from its purpose. So I'd urge you to go ahead and pass it with a may and not a shall. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion.
Madam President.
Senator Brown.
Well, I would ask you to oppose the Bogue amendment and then go ahead and pass the bill.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Bogue amendment to Senate Bill 148. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Oppose, nay.
No!
This president would like a division. Those in favor, please stand of the Bogue Amendment. The Bogue Amendment has failed to receive a majority vote. Further remarks on Senate Bill 148. Senator Bros.
Thank you very much. I certainly would appreciate now going ahead and passing the bill so that we do more for the protection of our citizens. Thank you.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final approval of Senate Bill 148 as amended with the Bros amendment. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bogue?
No.
Bros?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
No.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
No.
Hutmacher? Cleven? Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre? Senator McIntyre? Moore? Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Yes.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons? Bitter, Valesky,
aye.
Whiting. Senator DeHuick. Senator DeHuick. Senator Hutmacher. Senator Hutmacher. Senator Ketzel. Senator Ketzel. Senator Staggers?
No.
Madam President, ayes 22, nays 6, excused 7.
Senate Bill 148 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.